Next question is a mining question. What would each of you propose to do to protect our clean waters and our salmon fisheries from the effects of the proposed KSM mine in British Columbia? This huge open pit mine proposed to destroy three mountains will produce 1.62 billion tons of tailings held behind two dams the size of Hoover Dam, located just above the Unic River, and also calls to divert salmon-bearing Iskut River through a tunnel 30 feet in diameter for nearly 2 miles. That question we'll put to Jonathan to start on that one.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. So KSM mine and salmon habitat in general, you know, this is the lifeblood of our region, and it's the lifeblood of coastal Alaska are the salmon fisheries and the economy of fishing. And the KSM mine is hugely, hugely concerning, and it's sort of an issue of national interest, really. I mean, this is a mine that's going to go in on the Canadian side of the border, just over the border, and all the negative impacts are going to be in the U.S. And, you know, I think part and parcel, kit and caboodle to this is the Pebble Mine, you know, another issue where you're talking about salmon habitat. You know, mining can be done really well in Alaska, Greens Creek, Kensington, Fort Knox. There's a number of highly successful examples of mining, but it's got to be, as the phrase goes, the right mine in the right place. And, you know, Pebble, I don't think, is the right mine in the right place. And I think that's also another example of an issue where both of us have different perspectives. And, you know, KSM mine, you know, I don't think anyone, I sure hope that no one is going to be adamantly defending the Canadian government on this one, because it's a national issue. It's really U.S. versus Canada. But, you know, we wrote a strongly worded letter to the Canadian government, which is, unfortunately didn't happen across the board from all the political entities in Alaska, asking for what's called a full panel review, which is sort of the highest level and the most stringent level of environmental review of this process, because it's going to be one of the largest open pit mines in the world. And you've got to defend habitat and protect habitat, which sustains rural economies and salmon and fishing. And in Southeast Alaska, that is especially true. And the KSM mine is a hugely concerning threat to that, just as the Pebble mine is to Southwest Alaska, which, you know, I'm also feel is just not the right mine in the right place.
Stephen.
As far as the Canadian mine, I believe that the representative here has kind of missed the boat on that. When I look at federal issues, I believe that the office, District 35, can do the best as possible working with the constituents and making sure that our leaders back east are getting the information so that it can go up the chain through their organizations and have a letter drafted to a different country. This isn't just a state issue. It's not a federal issue, or it is a federal issue, but it's not just the United States. You're going into another country. And his explanation left out a whole big part of the puzzle. As far as the Pebble Mine, I don't support it. I don't think the science is there. So as far as mining, I'm a huge supporter of it. There are so many examples in this state on how well things have been taken care of and just good business overall as far as mining. But and the biggest thing with me is we're here for the resources, is my belief. We're in Alaska because of the logging, because of the mining, because of the fishing, because of all the different resources that we're here. If we're not taking advantage of these things in a sustainable, well-worked way, then why? What are we going to do? I did a big tour down Viking Lumber. It was impressive the way that they worked that through. The people there understood what they were doing. They knew how things were working. They knew. It was just really impressive, and I love being involved, you know, doing ride-alongs if it's in the police car, making sure that they're going to get funding for police stations here. Well, for example, Petersburg's in dire needs of that. Those are the types of things that is really important to understand.
And Jonathan wanted to make a quick response, if we can make it quick, because we have try to get a couple other questions here.
Sure. Absolutely. On the issue of Pebble, which is, you know, of paramount importance to the fishing industry in Alaska, I wanted to double back to that one. And I was looking through previous interviews of yours, Stephen, from your previous Canada season campaigns. And, you know, I can go dig up the citation, but I believe you're pretty clearly on the record in support of Pebble and or not being in opposition to Pebble. So, I mean, you know, we got the oil tax cut, we got Pebble Mine. I think there are a couple of issues that offer contrast, although if your position has evolved, I respect that. respect that as well. But I think it just comes back to you need a legislator. You're not going to have the ability to let your position change or evolve on these different issues. Is you have to use your judgment to make decisions in the time and in the moment for to represent your district. And, you know, on Pebble and the oil tax cut, I think those are two examples where we needed a legislator that represents rural and coastal interests.
And I think that's where I fall in perfectly, because I do have the work history behind me that shows that I've been in these businesses and actually working beside many of the men and women through what we're doing and the resources here. One thing about a legislator, you have to also go with the flow. It's always an ever-changing thing. You have to know where your roots are. I have to know where I come by, where my bottom line is, and what my bottom truth is. I'm not crossing this line. But there are things that can be said. The Pebble Mine doesn't even have... We're so far away from really even needing to fully discuss. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors that we get on TV, on these ads, and you know, the vote coming up, everything else. So I, you know... But my decision stands, and right now I do not believe the science shows that Pebble Mine is the right thing to do.
Okay.